This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings at Kaplansky.com.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Justin from Tewksbury, as they say in that region. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Greg. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Very happy to call in for the first time. Been following you and Danielle since the old show.
So thank you.
Very happy to get a call in.
Thank you very much for coming over. And I can't thank those of you who have been listening to this show over the last 5 months enough. You are an extraordinary group of people. What's up, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Wiggy.
Yo.
Usually it's kind of 50-50. You know, you're one of the new people with the new show for me, so I've been getting used to you.
Mm-hmm.
Family stuff I'm usually with you on, but the argue in front of the kids thing, I got to go with Greg and Danielle on this one. I grew up in a big family.
Right.
We always had the parents yelling in front of us, and definitely, you see the repercussions here later of a lot of my sisters just cannot handle confrontation like normal people can.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going to psychologist to kind of learn a little bit about it. And they told me, they're like, you know, you can't be perfect, but you got to try to get out of the room and not put it in front of the kids.
Right. I understand that point. But there are some people that don't do that. And they grew up fine. You know, there was arguing in my house all the time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't go around barking all the time at my kids. But there are certain situations. The thing that annoys me is when people act like they don't know this world exists. Like, they're so oblivious to it that they seem like that's not the right. Well, this is the way
What is wrong with him that he feels the need to be Instagram live while he is berating the mother of his children and that part I don't know. And the police who are just doing their job.
That part I don't know.
Why does he feel the need to do that? There is something that is psychologically damaged with Antonio Brown.
I don't know.
At a deep level.
I don't know why he feels like he needs the need to do it. Right?
It's because he's a narcissist.
And the only thing I would say is, you could say because he's a narcissist, the only thing I could say was, has he had dealings with the cops? We know he has before. What's everybody do nowadays when a cop pulls up to them? They pull out their cell phone and they want to document everything.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he was doing.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. This is House. Hello, House.
How you doing? Wiggy it's like this, right? And I don't want to sound crazy to you guys because you guys really don't understand. It's right. People grow up different. People react different. White people react different than black people. I just told the man who answered the phone. A white person might say, gosh darn it, and a black person might say something different. It's just different. Antonio Brown, I don't think he's a racist. I think he was upset. We don't know. His girlfriend had his Bentley, which is definitely a $100,000 car. She has it. He wants it. He can't have it. So now he's mad. So he has to react. He says things that makes him mad. That's going to make the other person mad. It's just that. That doesn't make him a racist.
No.
And because he argued in front of his kids.
Sure.
And if you drink wine in front of your kids, is that wrong? I'm pretty sure a lot of white people drink wine in front of their kids. Just like black people. That's wrong.
I don't think it's the same thing. But
it is the same thing. It's wrong. You're drinking alcohol in front of your children.
Uh-huh.
At an early age, you're showing them it's okay to have alcohol. That's not right.
What if you say,
pick and choose.
Hey, House, What if I were to say, gosh darn it, you fishbowl, I'd like a bottle of wine. Would that be okay? A glass of Chardonnay.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
In a fishbowl.
Okay, not everybody does okay. it, though.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you is, in a white community, that's probably what you would say. But in a black community, they'll say, yo, give me some wine, something different.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all different. We all, like, listen, not every white person, every black person, not all women, that kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe AB's mean to his baby mother. Maybe she wants to, you know, do good things for him, but he's, like, looking at her in a different way.
Does he have a history of treating females with disrespect?
It seems like he has.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, it seems like it.
From what we've seen and what we've heard from the women
that he has a history of treating women poorly.
The women that have spoken about him.
I got zero respect for guys like that.
Right, and
zero
so
respect.
So don't I. I mean, well, like a lot of guys, right? I grew up in a single parent household with just my mother and I. I got a daughter, so I understand that. Now, I know that the women that he's dealt with, there's been issues with. Now, I don't know how he treats all women, but I know there's a small group of women that he's disrespected.
Right. They all seem to have kids with him, or he exposed himself while they were trying to paint a mural at his house. Hello. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, not much, Greg. No jogging lately?
I got the Peloton going. Oh, is this Dave the Stow Heckler? Dave, I'm on the Peloton. I'm obsessed with Hannah on the Peloton.
Good for you, Danielle. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, darling. Hello.
Hey, I just got a quick comment. You know, I watched that whole video when AB was starting to post it yesterday. And Wiggy,
yep.
I don't really know a whole lot about you, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody in their right mind would talk to their kids, never mind speak to cops in front of their kids like that. And I think it's completely wrong that you're even sticking up for them.
I'm just trying to, Dave, what I'm trying to do is show you the other side, that there are people, that there are people that argue in front of their kids. And he wasn't talking to his kids in an aggressive and mean way. He was talking to the mother of his children.
Wiggy, you're part of the problem when you make excuses for things like this.
I just want you to know. I'm part
that.
Of the solution.
You're not part of
the solution.
The solution
is.
You're justifying.
No, but
you're
that's.
Justifying. The behavior.
No, that's where you're wrong, Gregory.
Of a jerk.
No, that's where you're wrong, Gregory. I'm not justifying the behavior.
Don't call me Gregory.
He's serious.
Yes, I'm very serious now. When you look at the relationship, I said, I don't know.
Blaming the woman. You're
no,
blaming
I
the
didn't
baby
blame
mama.
The woman. I didn't blame the
you
woman.
You said you don't know what goes
I
on.
I said I don't know what their relationship is. Maybe she is, who knows what she is to him, but I don't know that because I don't know their relationship. As far as Antonio Brown, like I said, he's long gone. He's out to sea. You can't see the shoreline no more. He is long gone.
Bitch ass little cop. Look at the little cop.
His
you
Instagram
wish you could take
stories.
Me, you bitch ass.
I feel like if there's anybody who should not be using analogies that utilize the ocean or being on a boat or anything, it should be Jerome Wiggins. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
All right, well, then he's way up in the sky. He can't see the land
okay,
no more.
All right. Science has determined the age at which we are most miserable.
Yes.
And this is really interesting, Danielle.
It is very interesting. So the age is 47.2 years of age.
Ooh.
According to
Dartmouth College in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And they looked at data from almost 8 million Americans over the past 3 decades to find out when people are at their most miserable. And they found out it's basically the opposite of a bell curve. It's a U-shaped curve. So you start out happy at like 18, right? You careen down through your 20s, 30s, 40s. You hit 47.2. That's when you're most miserable. The good news is, if you're around that age, now it starts to go up. And they found that you're pretty much as happy as you were at age 18 when you're age 80.
Age 80.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to wait to 80 to get that.
Yeah,
happy. That's a long way.
Yeah.
But it's like the sunset, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Right now it's going to get later and later and later. It's the same
kind of
thing.
But I'm happy now, though. I'm going to be 45 on Saturday,
no.
So I'm really happy.
Ignorance is bliss.
Wait
till 10 o'clock.
You're about to be really miserable at 47 in 2 months.
It goes downhill.
The problem, I can Dial it down to one thing.
Yes.
College tuition payments.
That'll do it.
That is the one thing that makes people who are 47 years old miserable. And living in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where the government tries to tell you how you have to act every single day. Those are. And the fact that the Bruins cannot win a single overtime game, shootout or otherwise. Those are the things that make you miserable at the age of 47.
0-7
right.
In shootouts.
0-7 in shootouts.
And that Brady has no contract. That's really what's making me miserable.
Yeah. All right. Let's find out what is trending this morning.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, MLB dropped the hammer on the Astros. Red Sox, they're next. For every indication, 2017 sign-stealing. Rob Manfred suspended GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch for a year. Then they were fired by Astros owner Jim Crane. Plus, first and second round picks in 2020 and 2021. So that's coming for the Sox, if not worse. That will be crippling. And a $5 million fine. They fined Belichick $500,000 and the Patriots for Spygate 1. Yeah. $5 million.
Say hello to the new manager of the Boston Red Sox, Jason Veritek, everybody.
Oh.
Wow. It sounded like Marloni was vying for the job yesterday.
Well, I mean, you know what? If Lou is listening, I would like Lou to call the show because Lou really is defending what went on over there.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's saying it's not that big of a deal. He doesn't think it helped that much.
Right.
Is what he said.
Right.
So it's almost seems like everybody does it and it's part of the game.
I mean, you heard Ken earlier say that the Red Sox in 2018 had the highest on-base percentage of
average with runners in scoring position.
Average with runners in scoring position since 19.
Well, that was in the playoffs. They had the highest since 1910.
Since 1910. I mean, obviously it helped. Curtis, we should try to get Lou on the show this morning because Lou knows more. Listen, I played a little league.
Okay.
I had one incident where I peed my uniform during a game.
You can't do that. That's embarrassing.
Listen, my mom, the OG Mrs. Hill, when I went, I peed the uniform during the game.
She yelled at you right off.
No, she did not. Wiggy, she didn't yell at me. She just told me to rub a little mud on it and nobody would notice.
Yeah, it looked like then you dootied your pants.
That's what moms do. But I didn't get to the level that Lou got to, so it'd be interesting to
Lou's the best baseball analyst in Boston.
You think so?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting, and I think Brad Foe's coming by at some point this morning. Ken, is that correct?
Yes, he is. Right. Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers said we did it the right way. They got robbed 2 years in a row. They feel in 2017 and 2018 losing in the World Series. Jeff Luhnow threw Cora under the bus. He said the trash can banging, driven and executed by players, and the video decoding of signs originated and executed by lower-level employees working with the bench coach. The bench coach.
So he was the architect, as you called him earlier. And you believe, I think going back to your lead, that Alex Cora should be done.
I don't even think there's a question. I mean, the question is banned for life from baseball or not. He's going to be fired by the Red Sox. There's no way out of that. How could you stand by him during that?
So you're putting him in the Pete Rose category.
Yeah. I mean, it's multi-years. You were warned directly. He decided to not even regard the warning from the commissioner.
And Curtis, in his lead, says that he wants accountability higher up in the organization.
The organization as a whole cannot put this jest on, as Chris Carter would call it, the fall guy in Alex Cora. The entire organization has to be held accountable for what went on.
And real quick, can we play another Ed Orgeron or Farmer Fran from The Waterboy?
Yeah, sure.
Get Wiggy to guess here. Yeah. National champion LSU.
We got the ball in the second half. We got to go down the field. We got to score. We got to stop.
All right,
Wiggy. Or number two.
We live up by another day. We live up by another day.
Which one is Ed?
The one who said we live the fight another day, because I feel like I've heard that before and like I've seen it in a locker room speech. Was that him?
No.
You sure?
Messed it up again. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
With a little nod to Jerome Wiggins there. That's the Electric Light Orchestra, Wiggy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with their work or not.
I thought that was the the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
I guess it could sound a little Bee Gees-ish. No, that's ELO.
Because then they play that Bee Gees is play that funky music.
No, the Bee Gees do not sing.
Who's that?
Play that.
No.
That's what was the name
is
of that
Sly
band?
Cherry.
Wild Cherry.
Oh,
that's
was play
KC
that funky
Sunshine
music.
I do like that one.
It was not KC and the Sunshine Band either.
Wiggy, what does ELO stand for?
ELO?
Yes.
ELO.
WPS.
Yes, ELO. Electric Light Movement.
No, that was ELM.
ELO.
Yes. I love you.
Electric
so
Light
much.
Operation
Orchestra.
ELM is Electric Lumer Loney, and he's joining us at 8:10.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to get the Red Sox. Red Sox are mired in a cheating scandal, and Lumer Loney defending Alex Cora, I believe, based on what I heard yesterday, and we'll hear from Lou in about a half an hour.
Hey,
or so.
It's Lou.
we'll get the scoop from Lou when Lou joins
By the
us
way,
later.
You're talking off air about the big scoops with Tom Brady. When are you going to give us those?
Yeah, what's
that? I don't know if I'm allowed. I mean, I don't like to speculate, but I do. I mean, there are a couple Brady scoops that are floating around.
Ooh, right, I love the scoops.
One of them is an updated scoop on a scoop that I had.
Yes.
So I don't know. Should I just?
You already scoops? Brought it up, guy. Yeah. You got to throw it out
right,
there.
You got to let us
let's
in.
Let's do it. Let's see if the national media will give you credit.
Should I just throw caution to the wind?
Yeah, why not? You always do.
All right. How would you feel if you were to be informed that the Brady suite at Gillette Stadium, where Mrs. Brady has been known to watch her husband play football, has been cleaned out?
What?
Whoa.
Has it previously ever?
How would you?
Yeah, like, I mean, what are we talking cleaned out here?
Yeah, do they do this every year, or is this like unprecedented?
Right.
It would appear to be by those who are in the know.
Yeah.
That it has been cleaned out in a way that perhaps it has never been cleaned out before.
Oh boy.
Okay, speculation.
So like
goodbye.
Pictures of him are now off the wall.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
The avocado mousse is gone.
Well, are they? Is there chances they could be repainting it?
Maybe
do some work.
Maybe.
In there?
Maybe they're just deep cleaning.
Okay.
Is that part of his new deal?
It hasn't had a deep cleaning in quite some time.
I don't know about this.
What would it indicate to you?
I don't like that.
Remind me again. Was there one media member in New England who had reported that the Bradys had purchased a home in Greenwich, Connecticut? Remind me of that. Was there one person?
It was early in the season. I can't really recall, but
he's an elite athlete, if I recall.
Yeah.
What would it say to you if the Brady family had already moved in and were living in the purchased home in Greenwich, Connecticut?
In Greenwich.
Would that say anything to you?
It would say maybe two things to me, that he just wants to live in Connecticut. And the other is, I thought that deal fell through, or there was a report out there.
There was a report that appears to have been erroneous. That deal had fallen through. There is now a source that is perhaps sharing the fact that they are out of the home in Brookline and into the home in Greenwich.
What?
Which, by the way,
They've already moved all this stuff out.
Which means that I believe when the Megxit is complete.
Yes. Yes.
Harry and Meghan Markle, as Wiggy calls her, could purchase the home in Brookline.
Oh, okay. So,
I think they have the cash.
So they'd rather live in Brookline than Lowell? I thought they were moving to Lowell. That was an erroneous report earlier on the show
that they were going to...
I mean, Eminem lives in Lowell. I don't know why you want to live in Lowell.
I don't know. So does that say anything to you?
Yes.
Let's say that they're living...
Wiping their hands clean of the region.
Yes. So that is...
The suite has me a little bit like... That is more of a...
That could be anything?
Yes. No. The suite is
more indicative than the house. Yeah.
Than the house situation. The house, we knew they were moving to Connecticut anyways.
That could be anything.
The suite is where you go, wait a second.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This strikes me as Giselle saying, I'm getting everything out of the suite and we're getting into the house down in Greenwich. I do not want a part of this now. She is the one who is leading the charge saying, you are not returning to the Patriots.
This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Oh, man. Just listening to that conversation. My heart is like fluttering. I didn't even call about that, but I'm on hold listening to this Scoops Hill. And I'm like, God, please no. That's such a bad indication right there. Hey, maybe they're having problems. I don't know. You know,
I don't think so. I don't think there are any problems. Not. I don't think
Well, anyways, I'm calling about some of the conversations that you guys have been having with Wiggy about the Red Sox, about Antonio Brown. And, like, the only thing I agree with Wiggy on with this is, you know, the thing with the baby mama, all right? The only way that you can tell that woman's probably kind of a sleazeball is the fact that she was with Antonio Brown, all right? You're with that guy. There's no way that guy was just, like, a perfect gentleman when she first met him, and he's turned into this raving psychotic, all right? So if she was this one thing, whether you're talking about the Red Sox or you're talking about Antonio Brown, and I want you to give me an opportunity to just say what I have to say, Wiggy, and then you can go after it, you know, however you want. But it's all about integrity, right? The Red Sox, they did what they did. Other teams do it. The job of Major League Baseball is to protect the integrity of the game in any way they can. Same thing with the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to how you treat a woman like that, I don't care how much of a raving psycho she is. When you're a man, you're an adult man, you need to have integrity to rise above that if you're going to be a decent person. Now, he may not care about that, and that's his choice, whether it has anything to do with his background or not. But you keep bringing up the whole double standard of, you know, what black people can say versus white people can say. That's racist. The whole concept of making different rules and guidelines based on the color of your skin is a racist thing to say. That's the definition of racism. Now, I know it exists in this world, and it's an unfortunate thing, but if we are going to further the integrity of this country and the world we live in, we have to stop things like that. All right. And if Major League Baseball is going to protect its brand, you know, look at Major League Baseball as a general contractor. It has subcontractors, i.e. all the teams, franchises in the league and their employees, which are players and coaches and managers. Right. Mm-hmm. If you have a contractor, a general contractor that has, you know, a bunch of subcontractors doing something, and those subcontractors are doing their job except for one of them, and one of them goes into somebody's house and steals something or starts sniffing somebody's boxer shorts, guess what? That general contractor has to protect its brand by saying, okay, I can't be associated with this subcontractor, or I have to do something, you know, in some way punishing of that subcontractor, probably fire them.
Well, that's why I'm really interested in talking to Lou, because Wiggy says, and I think Lou's going to say the same thing, stealing signs, and callers have said it to me this morning, I'm a buffoon. Stealing signs has been going on in baseball since the 1910.
Yeah, whenever.
Whatever. I mean,
Right. So,
there are some people who say all Alex Cora did was devise a new way using technology
right.
to do what's been done forever.
Right.
However, Curtis said this. The Major League Baseball specifically said after the 2017 season, mm-hmm. do not do this.
Right.
Alex Cora came here, did it, and they won a World Series.
And
that's
the Red
cheating.
Sox hired the person who was mentioned 11 times in the 9-page report as the mastermind of this in winning a championship with the Astros in 2017. He comes here, has the best season in the history of the Red Sox, 108 wins, wins the World Series using the exact same thing he did in Houston.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to the news. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has dealt a blow to those of you who would like to see unencumbered boobs on the beaches of New Hampshire. So we'll get to that news. The rest of it all coming up here on the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
...the news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
...with your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
...Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
I'll tell you what, there is a Mexican man in the news today who should have gone to the Northeast Men's Clinic.
He definitely should have, instead of whatever Mexican pharmacy he went to.
Yeah, or,
or farm. Like,
or online, or however he purchased yes. the wrong kind of Viagra.
Uber Meds, that's what he got it from.
But at the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in the sexual health of men. Go to northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
Well, the Supreme Court said yesterday that they will not hear the appeal brought by Michelle Carter's legal team, the young woman who was accused of encouraging her boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to kill himself by a text message. The court did decline to decide whether her involuntary manslaughter conviction violated the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. She is currently, I believe, serving a 15-month jail sentence. And they said that we're not going to take up this appeal.
Great documentary about that relationship.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it all the way through, but I've seen like bits and pieces of it.
It's really, really
good. It's
like
on Showtime or HBO or something.
It was HBO. Right. Came out about a year or so ago, maybe a little bit longer. And it's if you like documentaries like I do, it's well worth a watch. By the way, you said earlier that you had to thank me.
Yes, I do have to thank you, Gregory.
What is that for?
That is for opening up my eyes to a whole nother world. And on... What is it? HBO. Watched The Outsider.
Oh
man.
You heard me. You heard me talking about it.
I heard
it
you
yesterday?
Talking about it when I was driving in. How like you know you heard good things about it and you wanted to watch it. So I said, you know what? Let me. I got some time to kill. Let me check it out.
Is it as good as they're saying?
Man, it's better than advertised.
Really?
Yes. Whoa. It's really, really, really good.
Is that the one with Jason Bateman?
Yes.
I've seen a bunch of people posting about that online that they love it.
Man, it'll have you thinking, it'll have you on the edge of your seat, but it'll be like, wait a second, they're giving me a ton of information, but something ain't adding up here.
There's two episodes?
Two episodes that have been out so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Man, I tell you, it's one of the best things TV series type shows I've seen on television in a while. I'm talking Power's.
I was going to say, is it better than Power?
No, it ain't
you
better
love
than
Power.
It ain't better than Power, but it's right up there.
Really?
Yeah, it's right up there.
What's the premise of the show?
Can
you one-line it? Is that possible?
Stephen King based.
Yeah, I can one-line it, but
it's Stephen King based.
Yeah, it's about a guy who allegedly kills a kid in this vicious and brutal way.
Oh.
But when they're investigating him, it's kind of like he's in both places, so it's weird.
It's Stephen King,
yes. It's very weird on the way that they play it out. It's really good.
You're a tough critic, so
yeah, I am.
If you like it, it's probably worth the watch.
Well, before we started to discuss that, we were talking about the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the Michelle Carter case, and sadly, they also will not be hearing the Free the Nipple case from New Hampshire, which we discussed many times on the old show. We even had some guests on the show about it. Three women from New Hampshire, if you're not familiar with the case, were arrested for going topless at Weir's Beach back in 2016. And the high court yesterday rejected the Free the Nipple case and said we're not going to hear anything along these lines.
Huh. I was at Hampton Beach when they have like a day where you can go topless?
Yes.
Yeah, they have a Free the Nipple day.
Yeah, I was there when they did it. I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
It's like the nudists.
Yeah.
It's really never the people you want to see.
Right.
So I feel like the Supreme Court is kind of protecting us in this case.
Oh, you think the Supreme Court is protecting us in this case?
These are not the nipples you're looking for.
Listen. Who are we to judge?
Well, when you're there with your kids, Greg, I was there with my kids, and they're just walking around with their tops off, and I'm like, and my two boys are just like giggling and looking around, and I'm like, wait a second.
Did you have the mirrored sunglasses on, Wiggy?
I was like, listen, I needed a blindfold on some of myself. I was like, wait a second.
And listen, they don't want to see you and me with our shirts off either, all right?
Oh, so you know what?
Take it easy. Take it easy.
You know how annoying it can be if you're in the movie theater and the person in the row in front of you is on their phone constantly and you can see the light and they're distracted and it's very annoying. There's a yoga instructor, it's just irony, who was arrested in Iowa City for allegedly beating up a fellow moviegoer who was using his or her phone during a screening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What happened to Namaste?
There's no Namaste right here and kick your ass.
Wiggy hates that. You hate talking in the movie theaters.
I hate talking. I hate the lights and that kind of thing.
I find this to be stunning that Wiggy is not a movie talker.
No. What a run of what?
It's the only place where he doesn't talk.
Maybe we should make this studio like a cinema.
There you go. Well, then you're ratings will really mean
Nicholas
number one last 2 weeks.
Curtis,
I told you
not to gloat about weekly ratings.
I won't gloat about being number one in back-to-back weeklies.
When was that? When was it number one? Last week?
The last 2 weeklies.
Ooh. But
was it 3 days? One of those weeks.
I believe you were out the entire week.
The show was number one.
Right.
But that's just 2 weeks, and just
2 weeks, half a month.
I don't,
Curtis. Your math is on point.
all right. Anyway.
Anyway, so this.
I mean, many thought it would take longer. I will acknowledge.
Like I said, I read that 2.9.
I mean, some people thought it would take a year or two.
That was misinformation. Or there was fake news by some idiot on Twitter.
Let's wait till we have a full ratings, a full period.
I'm impulsive. Sorry.
Okay. Don't organize a duck boat parade or anything like that.
Imagine if I was here 5 days a week.
All right, let's not go crazy.
I've seen seventh place. I don't like it.
Is there anything higher than one?
No, there's nothing higher
than sure?
one. Based on some of your comments on AB, I think you're higher than one today.
Listen, weed is from the earth, man. It's put here for
you and me.
Right.
So anyway, to wrap up the yoga instructor story, he had initially demanded an apology from the victim whom he punched for ruining the film from him. And he also had spoken to theater workers, demanded the theater workers speak to the victim about his phone usage. He then punched the guy in the face and kicked him after he was knocked to the ground. The suspect allegedly told the employees to take care of it or I will. And said yoga instructor was charged with assault and criminal mischief. Doesn't sound very zen to
me. How do you feel about those, this texter is asking, those who do loud eating at the movie theater, whether it's popcorn or snacks or like they're rustling the...
Don't you have to be really loud to eat though?
Well, I think they mean the opening of the package. And here's my take on that. Be quick. just rip the thing open. It'll take 1 second. The people that are like, crinkle, 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 crinkle.
Yeah.
Like, they try to, like, take 5 minutes to open a pack of snow caps. It's like, just rip it open.
To me, the worst is, and it's no disrespect, but it's generally an older woman who cannot understand what is in front of her on the movie screen. And so her older husband has to explain everything to her.
So what happened? Wait a minute, who's that guy?
Who's that? Yeah. It's like, how are you not under, it's a movie. Like, how are you not understanding?
Now, let me ask you, what's worse, that person or the call it, I called it person? They're like, oh, that guy, see that guy?
No, that guy's going to watch, I'm telling you.
That's
what
Wiggy
did at the end of Titanic.
Well, clearly you haven't been to some black movie theaters.
You won't go to black movie theaters.
I will not go to some black movie theaters, especially when it's a, you know, when it's a good black movie that's coming out, like Black Panther 2. It's like, no, I love y'all brothers and sisters, but not when it comes to movies. Kill him. Get him. No, don't hide behind the door. Why'd they kill him in the first?
They done killed him. So we are back into the swing of things after the holiday break. School is in session, which means there's more of this.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, Darlington, South Carolina is where we're headed. A high school teacher has been arrested for having sex with a 16-year-old student. Her name is Anna Elizabeth Jeanette Patton. She's been charged with several different crimes. Reportedly, she had been sending nudes to the victim through Instagram.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They did obtain a probable cause warrant through evidence that they had found and some victim statements. They are now doing an investigation in the school, and we will now find out whether she will continue to be employed. She's accused of not only having sexual intercourse, but giving a few mouth hugs to the student. And we will see what happens with her in court.
I mean, it's an epidemic.
Right.
It is an epidemic.
And it's the women teachers.
I know.
It is. Never was that way back in the day.
I'm not looking at her. I mean, she can't get somebody her own age. She doesn't.
Is she attractive?
I mean, she's
a pretty predator.
Yeah. She's not like, you know, she's not like a smoke show, but she's like, she looks like she could find a man if she wanted one. No. She don't need a 16-year-old kid.
There's something else going on. There's some sort of I need to take care of these kids.
Yeah. It's a position of I'm going to nurture you. But
yeah,
she's 20. She's 22.
Right. But you can find plenty of bums out there, guys.
Plenty of bums in general.
That are over 21 that want to be nurtured.
No, I know.
This is Jeff from Somerset. What's up, Jeff?
So, talking about annoying movie eaters, I was at the movies one time, and an older guy comes in with a backpack, and he sits down right next to me and opens up the backpack, and he pulls out some nachos from his backpack, unwraps them, starts eating them, and then after every bite, he goes,
Did he lick his fingers? Mm.
And then after he finishes the nachos, he grabs a taco out, and he continues to do this for about 40 minutes of the movie with one Mexican food after another at every bite. Granted, the movie theater is almost empty, and he picks the seat right next to me to sit down.
Of course.
Oh, that's the worst.
So the backpack was like a clown car where he kept pulling food items out of that.
It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and the most annoying thing.
It's also the people that every time they take a sip of their fountain beverage go.
I generally like to take food into the movie theaters, though.
Yeah,
like,
we know you do.
Outside, good food.
Right.
Like subs.
Oh, like subs? Oh,
like real food.
Like a spread from the Capitol Grill in front of
like
them.
Outside good food, like subs.
It's like, a nice sub or...
Like a Meridian sandwich?
Yeah, like a Meridian Market sandwich or the movie theater, you know, they have like Chinese food in the mall and you could get like...
Oh, Panda Express at the movie theater?
Yes, come on. That's what I'm talking
about.
I'll
have an Orange Julius.
No. Wiggy, did you say Chinese food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chinese!
Love Chinese food.
Chinese, kid!
Apparently, according to this texter, at the new theater at the Hub on Causeway, they have special quiet popcorn.
Really?
What an innovation that is.
That's interesting. I need to know more about that. I'm Googling.
This is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
I have an obscure crinkling reference I'd like to add to the program.
Yes.
Greg crinkling papers on the desk while I'm trying to listen to the number one rated morning show.
Yes. It's a habit of mine. I've tried to get out of it with the new show. I do it a little bit less, but it's...
Okay.
Yes.
But Greg, can we bring back the squeaky chair? Because I miss that a lot.
The squeaky chair stayed up in the AAF studio.
Squeaky chair is also too tall because the desk,
the console,
the console, thank you, in the old studio was a tall console. This is a low one.
Wiggy, have you ever tried to sneak a large cheese pizza into the movie theater? This texter.
No, not a large cheese pizza, but a couple slices from Sbarro.
Also, Michael Scott's favorite New York slice.
New York slice.
Sbarro.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the movie theater I go to, Liberty Tree Mall, they have the food court in there, so any chance I get to bring in food, sit there, enjoy a good movie.
I love slices from Sbarro. They're great.
Sbarro.
Liberty Tree has gone the way of Square One, where it's like the mall where you can have your own store.
Right.
If you want. Like, it's not just all like corporate and chain. It's like, I'm going to open up a store to sell stripper shoes.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. They already had that place. I love that place. I miss that place.
Well, it's brick and mortar. I mean, there's some challenges for brick and mortar.
Can I get a wig with the stripper shoes? Sure. What kind you want? We got the lace front.
This one's more expensive, but it's higher quality.
Right. And
they won't be able to tell.
We got the Louis bags. Mm-hmm. They're not real, but nobody will know the difference.
It says VL, but they lined it up right on the seam. You'll never know.
508 texter says, doesn't the whole movie theater smell like Chinese food when you bring Chinese food into the movie theater?
You don't get a check row by row. You don't know where it's coming from. I'm the one eating it.
Yeah, I'm the one eating it.
You don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm trying to enjoy the movie.
You're bringing fish in there.
Yeah, that's Chinese food. Everybody loves the smell of Chinese food.
This is Ryan from my adopted home continent of Maine. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, you're always welcome up here, Greg. Always welcome. Door's always open.
I got to tell you something. It's about time to shut it down up there in Ocean Park. Get ready for... I mean, we're not that far from summer, though. So that's... do you have a lot of snow, Ryan?
We lost a lot when we had the epic weather event of global warming the other day.
Oh, yes.
We'll come back.
Yes. You have an obscure reference on annoying noise?
Annoying noise, obscure reference. How about banging on a trash can while in a dugout?
What time is Lou coming on the show?
So Lou is going to be calling in between 8:10 and 8:15 after he drops his kid off at school.
Okay, excellent.
Wow, he's like AB.
And I see...
Tell him to videotape that.
I see Bradfo hanging around, ready to share the latest...
Bradfo's coming in studio next. He's going to grill you and Lou Merlone about the latest on the Red Sox.
Excellent.
News.
Excellent. All right. Excellent.
What else is going on, Danielle?
Some news from Florida.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of... Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
A lot of people in the news today seem to be on edge. I don't know if they're all approaching the age of 47.2, which we learned earlier was the most miserable age of your life. However, Tyler Dearden from Ocala, Florida, was arrested after he allegedly brutally beat an elderly golfer in a violent attack last week. He became upset when he was told he was not allowed to steal someone else's golf balls from the golfs. Him so bad that the elderly man suffered a broken rib, multiple bruises, and cuts that required 9 stitches. Complete savage. The kid told investigators that the victim had reportedly threatened him with a golf club before the alleged assault, but he's now facing a charge of assault and battery on a person over the age of 65.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yes, people are really on
edge. Just want to pick up other people's golf balls? Like, well, they were still in play?
The story was that the old guy was stealing the golf balls.
Oh, really?
And that he reported the old guy, and they didn't do anything about it. So he went out to, like, vigilante justice. I thought that's what the way the story had gone. But I mean,
Tyler became teed off when he was told he was not allowed. See that? He was not allowed to steal someone else's golf balls.
Oh, maybe the man hit into him or something.
He let us play through. Charles Bronson death wish on him.
Before we get to some hot stove baseball talk, can we discussed the guy in Mexico who took the bull Viagra.
Okay.
And what happened to him for three straight days, Danielle?
Yeah, the man, he took bull Viagra from some pharmacy in Mexico that he got, you know, illegitimately.
More likely a veterinarian, but
well,
okay.
You know, it's a compound type place. It's like, you know how they have the combination Taco Bell and KFC? Yeah. It's kind of like that. They've got the vet meds and then the human meds. So this guy takes bull Viagra, winds up with a three-day erection, and as you know from commercials for the last 20 years, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, you need to seek medical attention. Uh-huh. So he was in Veracruz, Mexico. He was planning a steamy encounter with a date. And this, you know, the bull Viagra is exactly what you think it is. They use it in the reproductive process, which is man-assisted. But he tried to kind of play it cool at first when he was with his lady friend, and then he finally got up the courage to go to the doctor, and he needed emergency surgery to release the pressure. And he's on the mend now.
Oh,
I don't know that there's been any permanent damage to his manhood, thank goodness, but let that be a lesson to you.
I mean,
don't take that.
Maybe you do 3 days?
Yeah, that's
pretty impressive. You know the damage he could cause in 3 days?
I can't imagine having that for 3 days.
After like an hour, you start to miss the stuff you really want to do.
Well,
like,
I mean, if
like
he's
watching
single,
television or eating lunch. More than an hour.
This guy's single. He could be knocking them down like bowling pins.
Yeah, but he's lightheaded.
I mean,
he's got no blood in the rest of his body.
Come on. Most of the times when you do it, you get lightheaded.
That's true.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to call the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.